This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. What's one of the biggest problems for emerging artists today? A lot of them might tell you it's about getting their new work noticed. Think about a playwright, for example. Their work has to be compelling enough for a theater company to just notice it. But then the theater needs to actually take a chance and invest in the production of the show. That's expensive and risky. If the playwright doesn't have much of a track record, it's a pretty big gamble for the theater company. One person who knows all about it is Emilio Rodriguez. He's a 27-year-old playwright from Detroit.
The fact that not a lot of theaters in the area where I live do new work, period. And if they do, they're going to do new work from people that they have a personal relationship with.
Emilio says for theater companies in Detroit, the overriding focus is not about showing new work, it's about return on investment.
Definitely in Detroit, I would say it's more focused on what's going to get butts in seats and sell tickets. I mean, that's a phrase that I've heard so many artistic directors use. You know, we need butts in seats and we got to sell tickets.
For the past week, Emilio Rodriguez and two other artists from New York have lived in a home on the outskirts of Traverse City. They're part of a brand new Michigan residency program called the Mitten Lab. It's 1 week long and is aimed at helping emerging artists solidify themselves in the industry. The residency is nestled in a wooded area off Lake George. Today, Emilio and his fellow artists in residence are spending a few moments sitting around a picnic table in the backyard of the home. That's when the group recalls the woodpecker they heard on the house a little bit earlier.
At first, I thought someone who was like building something and like in a trying to get their creative juices growing, like I don't know, like doing like a craft project or something. And then I was like, or maybe it's someone's like process, you know, like yeah. Like
the quote unquote process.
You know, why can't I get this scene right? But it was like
the Mitten Lab is the brainchild of Rachel Sussman and Catherine Carter.
The Mitten Lab stands for a Michigan incubator for theater talent emerging now. It's also the shape of the Lower Peninsula.
That's Rachel. Both her and Catherine grew up downstate doing community theater together. Now Rachel is a creative producer in New York City, and Catherine is a director for a theater company, also in New York City. A while back, both of them began to ask themselves,
how are we cultivating, as an industry, the next generation of theater artists?
What they noticed was that there was an oversaturation of new work in places like New York, Chicago, and other bigger cities. There was no possible way to weed through all of it. And that makes it harder for an emerging artist to get noticed. But when Rachel and Catherine would return home to Detroit, they noticed something different.
There is an appreciation and passion for theater in Michigan, but no new work being made here versus in places that are like the major theater cities.
Rachel says they began to think about how they could balance that discrepancy. What if they took artists who are making new work and put them in a place where there is more of a need for it? That's what led to the creation of the Mitten Lab. Catherine says she'd love to see the next generation of artists have a career in the state of their choosing.
Not having to feel like they must, oh, I must go to New York, oh, I must go to Chicago, I must go to LA, and feeling the pull of these big cities, but rather having the empowerment and the resources to create art in the place they already are and within their community.
It's kind of a big financial risk for a company to take on a new work and to invest in a new project. What does this collaboration, the Mitten Lab, what does that do in terms of that aspect of an emergent artist?
I call it the gray space. So what we'd love to see happen is a theater sees a piece at the Mitten Lab and they say, oh, I really want to commission Playwright X to write a play. We could then say, great, if you commission to Playwright X to do a full production of Y play in 2018, we'll commit to paying for the development of that play in the summer of 2017, and the Mitten Lab will pay for and sponsor that gray space to help the production get from reading baby stages up to its adulthood and get ready for that full production, taking the weight off the theater producing it.
Back at that picnic table, Emilio Rodriguez thinks presenting new theater is not only important for him as an emerging playwright, but also important for us as a country.
But I think what's lost is a representation of the America that we live in. If you only get to see
or hear one voice, and the same people get cast by that one voice and filled that whole team, then I think we're missing a lot of different stories, and we're missing the opportunity to reach out to people.
And all three Mitten Lab artists will be collaborating with Parallel 45 theater actors to workshop excerpts from their pieces tonight at The Parlor in Traverse City. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Peter Payette helps edit the show. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.